Hello. Greetings from Fagama, warm Fagama in the 80s. And also dry. It is so crazy dry. We haven't had any rain really in weeks. And that begins to show itself in cracks everywhere in the ground. And yeah, it's nuts. We are loading up on the water, which is trickling in from the spring up to the various containers and reservoirs that we have. So we should be good for the retreat next week. But only because we are doing that, because whereas on a normal year we would have enough water coming out to fill up everything during the night, that isn't the case at all now. In fact, I'm looking at a news article here saying goodbye to a very dry July. It says that in one of the towns here there was 15 liters. I'm not sure how to compare that to the way they do inches of rain and all that in America. But whereas, okay, so they got 15 liters, which is whatever, 5 gallons maybe, no, 4 gallons ish in this town in July. That is the 15 liters. It is 73 liters below average. Well, so very little, almost nothing. We can tell it. We can tell. And there's none on the horizon either. Well, they say storms and whatnot, but the storms are so hit and miss here. One town can get a deluge, and the next one, 1 mile away, is completely dry. That happens all the time. So anyway, the grounds, the fields are yellow. Fortunately, the trees don't turn yellow. But so anyway, that took a bunch of time. So the first picture there is of our two young teenagers, our teenage boys who went to camp. That's all that went this year, Iñaki and Samuel, with their moms. Yesterday, as I picked them up from, I picked up the boys at church, and we drove down to central Spain. The mother, Laura, on the left beside Samuel, she's one of our faithful ladies. But Iñaki's mother on the right, Carmen, she's not saved. And so appreciate your prayers for her. Very friendly. And she brought him, to church there at seven-ish for the trip. But isn't saved, so. The boys are down at camp. We drove down. It's about a 4-hour trip. And by the time we got down there, it was well into the 80s by midday, and going to hit over 100 by the end of the afternoon. And they are there now until Saturday. And good camp, good preaching, teaching, just, yeah, well-run camp that we've been going to for really 40 years, more or less. And so then the ladies' meeting on Saturday went very well. There were about 30 ladies from three different ministries, three different churches, including ours, and that they did a bang-up job. She was a little short on help with Andrea, her daughter, gone, but ladies pitched in. But anyway, it went very well, and I heard very, very good comments about it. That was also Mimi's birthday, as you probably know. I think I sent the picture of the two of us. If not, I'll make a note of it here. A picture I took of the two of us being 60 years old. Somewhat of a milestone. So, and then appreciate your prayers for one of our young men. He's in his early 20s. Daniel, he's our sound man. He's decided to go to Madrid to live, and because he's got a work opportunity there. And I'm not very happy about that. Neither is his mother and his grandmother. But there's not much work. And yeah, I talked to him on Sunday and just told him, make very, very sure that this is the God's will and not his, because the devil has thousands of years of experience of dangling work and money in front of believers to distract them from where they should be, where they are. He's got a good church here, good church family. He's got a good ministry. And yeah, So I'd appreciate your prayers for that. I would love for him to see him change his mind, but on his own, not pressured, and continue to look for work here. We are slowly warming up engines for the MTR coming up this December, and so continuing to have communication every week and with some new families who are interested in sending their teens. We'll be putting out more information soon. We've already received a gift from one church that I know of, maybe two, but at least one that comes to mind, who has sent $1,000 for the retreat, which is wonderful because it allows us to keep all the expenses that we pass on to the families down. We help them with some of their traveling expenses. Some of them pay as much as $1,000 just to get their kids here, and then we hardly charge them anything for the week. But a lot of the money is in the transportation. Next week, beginning Tuesday evening, it's Tuesday evening, we have our workers' retreat, and Wednesday, and that goes on through Saturday, and there are about around 50, basically, will be there at the farmhouse. We're going to have a special arrangement for the cars because there's no place to park, but we'll make place for the cars in some way or another. And that'll be 2.5 to 3 days of opportunity to encourage pastors and their families and single people as well who are working and faithful in churches. So we'll give you more about that next week, Lord willing, but we're already doing a lot of work around the farmhouse, getting it ready inside and out for the first retreat in 3 years of any kind. So, well, I guess we had the apologetics retreat, but that was just basically a day. And then the picture. Okay. So I'll send you a quick video after this, which is of the camp. Some of you have seen it already, but it'd give you a little bit of an idea of what camp looks like down there in central Spain, and the picture of Mimi and myself, if I didn't already send it. I'll leave it at that. God bless you. Thank you for praying, for communicating, and trust you have a great week. Goodbye.